Welcome back. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host, and we are talking with the CHP Sonora Unit Lieutenant Commander Destiny Tafoya and San Andreas Unit Lieutenant Commander Mayo Benuelos. We have been talking disturbing trends where we've had some fatal accidents, but one for Tuolumne County, it involved children in vehicles. Can you tell the listener this disturbing trend?
Oh, absolutely. We noticed within a two-month period, we had something like five DUI arrests that had small children in the car, which is alarming.
Yeah.
So we did a social media post in addition to, you know, our extra patrol that we put out. And I'm happy to say that trend has decreased. I believe it is due to those extra patrols and that social media post, because that post received so much traction and so much forward. And I believe that most people could not fathom that people would be driving around with kids in the car, or it doesn't strike them, or, you know. So I think sometimes public awareness is key, because it has gone down, and I have to give the public, you know, credit for that. Thank you very much.
And Lieutenant Commander Benuelos, what are you seeing in terms of DUI driving in Calaveras County?
There has been an increase. We've had this year already 22 DUI-related crashes that are primary factor that are DUI drivers. So far, we've made 45 arrests. The last year, of course, it increased. 2020 was the year that was down, of course, because of COVID. However, our stats have been increasing the last few years. They are on a rise. We try to do our best, just like Lieutenant Tafoya. Education and enforcement are the key ways to attack this. And also MV Patrol. We try to re-examine our calls for service, crashes and crimes, to readjust beats and officer deployments where we can have that MV patrol and make a difference and change that driver behavior. That's what we're trying to focus on. We have a lot of DUI roving that we get OTS grant overtime for extra enforcement. We try to use it, especially during big events like the 4th of July or maximum enforcement periods or the fair. But we can get, when we know there's going to be a lot of motorists, we try to get those extra patrol out there to save lives.
Yeah, definitely. And can you tell me, what are the top issues that officers are seeing regularly on your highways?
Yeah, in our area specifically are the speeding. Speed has gone up, just like Lieutenant Tafoya. The tailgating, unsafe passing, that's actually happened to me a couple times in my commander car, where I've had to make stops and they try to pass me and almost been involved in head-on collisions. And I'll make the stop. If it's an egregious violation, I'm going to make a traffic stop as well. And they have no excuse for it. They're just in a hurry. They're putting their own lives at danger, and all the motoring public, and that's what's causing these crashes.
What advice would you give them, Lieutenant Commander Tafoya, in terms of changing that behavior of speeding?
They just need to slow down, take a little more time, plan ahead, plan your route, know your route, and just take your time and enjoy the ride. Don't be in such a hurry.
And another thing is also, what are you seeing in terms of distractive driving? And is it only the cell phone, or are there other things that are distracting us as well?
There are lots of things distracting us, because it's not just the cell phones. Everybody has all these different computer systems in their cars now. Huge screens with lots of buttons. And, you know, it's kind of funny, because everybody thinks distracted driving is really a young person's issue. Everybody always says, oh, it's the young people on their cell phones, when actually, no, it's all ages. Phones have become such a part of everyday life for people of all ages. I think young drivers kind of get the bad rap about it because of their inexperience in driving, combined with the distraction, is a very dangerous combination. But an alarming fact that most people probably don't realize is the research shows that drivers just talking on their cell phone look at but fail to see 50% of the information in their environment. So it's really, whenever you've gotten to a location, you realize, how did I get here?
Mm-hmm.
You're on autopilot. You were looking, but you were not seeing. And I know we've all had that moment. I've had that moment. And it's a little bit scary. That's when you have to say to yourself, was I really paying attention when I was driving that car? So whatever it is that's distracting us, we really need to be cognizant and shut it down.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I was like, yep, I have had that experience where you're like, how'd I get here? And thank goodness I got here safely. What about on Calaveras County roads? What is your suggestion?
So just like, I want to reiterate what Lieutenant Tafoya said, but one thing that when your attention is not there, you're distracted by driving, what I recommend everybody is, when you're driving, it's a serious responsibility. You actually have to take defensive measures as well. Be on the defensive mode where you're vigilant, your head's on a swivel, looking for animal, traffic hazards, those vehicles that are speeding behind, coming up on you fast, or changing lanes, or head on as you're coming in these two-lane roadways. So that's why the only thing I can add to that is just be on a defensive mode as well. We have defense and offense, but when you're driving, defense, take care of yourself, space cushion, give yourself time as well.
What are we seeing in terms of road rage? Lieutenant Tafoya, what are you seeing in terms of road rage on our highways?
You know, we have not had a lot of road rage incidents in Tuolumne County, per se. I think people do drive more aggressively and they get very offended very easily. However, you know, not like down in Modesto or the Bay Area where it's turned significantly violent. We've had very few calls of that. And I think that's because there's enough people here that have enough common sense to say, they got one car ahead of me, big deal.
Yeah.
You ultimately got there pretty much the same time.
That is the key, too. And I've noticed that, too, when I've been in a hurry. And I get to the light, and then I see the person that was going so slow, and they come right up behind me. And I'm like, that was not safe of me, and I should stop that. And I have. Thank you.
It's not personal. Everybody takes it so personal.
And what about you? What is your suggestions for, in terms of road rage, how about when someone's on your bumper and you're getting all frustrated because you're going the speed limit and they're obviously being more aggressive and want to go faster, but it's a double yellow line. What should the driver do?
What I think what the safe thing to do is when you find a right shoulder, signal to your right, pull over, let that person that is tailgating you get ahead of you. And like you said, when you come up to the next flight, just remain, you're going to come up to a stop right behind them, but give yourself some space because it might agitate them. But that's what happens, I think. And I see it all the time here in these two-lane roadways. Say commercial vehicle traffic, they'll pull over, or they allow people pulling trailers, they'll pull over because they know they're going slower. But that's the right thing to do, I think. Just be careful, signal. And if there's any issues, if you feel threatened, if you think there's issues going on, call 911, please. We'll put they'll report it, and our officers are out there on the beat are going to respond to this highway violence call.
But there's no point in putting yourself in danger. Just pull over and let them go by, correct? That's
yes.
What my mom says
yes.
To me all the time.
Yes.
And then what about wearing seat belts? Is that still a problem, or does it the click it motto that was put out?
Click it and ticket? Click it or ticket?
Click it or ticket. That's the one I'm looking for.
Well, yeah. Seatbelt usage has declined, unfortunately. Seatbelt saves lives and prevents injuries. You increase your chance of surviving a serious collision by 50% just by wearing your seatbelt.
Wow.
We have seen an alarming trend over the last 2 years about seatbelt usage up here in Tuolumne County. Last year, of the 11 vehicle fatal collisions we had, 7 of them were unrestrained.
Wow.
7. That's over 50%.
Right.
So knowing this, our guys really put a big focus. So trust me, you want your seatbelt on because they're looking for it.
What about in Calaveras County?
No, I agree. Just recently we had our national Click It or Ticket campaign, which was from Monday, May 23rd through June 5th. We just had that, and we're out vigilant, zero tolerance. We try to educate the people, the public on social media before we went out and initiated this campaign. But that's all I can recommend is just put on that seatbelt. I don't know why it takes so long to risk your life and not wearing that seatbelt. It's easy to click it. Or get a ticket, but click it's going to save your life. And I think what happens is some of the motors get complacent, think that's just a short distance, I'm only going down the street, and next thing you know, you're getting broadside or being involved in a crash, and that could have saved your life.
And don't most accidents, they say, happen like 2 miles from home?
Yes.
Well, I've heard that. I don't know if I've seen the data to support it, but
I've been in myself, so yes.
Because we get more complacent the more familiar we are with an area.
And we have to take a quick break right now, but we have been speaking with Sonora CHP Unit Lieutenant Commander Destiny Tafoya and San Andreas CHP Lieutenant Commander Mayo Benuelos about the rules of the road and what we're seeing on the Motherlode highways. But first, a word from our sponsor, Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll be right back. Stay with us.